The Bird Show.
We want to get the answers for you guys that you don't have the guts to get yourself. You're curious. How'd you get that car? How'd you get that promotion? Is she dating that dude in the office?
And you almost feel guilty about being as curious as you are. Because you're like, well, it's none of my business. I don't really need to know. But sometimes you need to know.
You just need to know. Yeah. It's not your business, but it's human nature. So what we're offering is we'll make the call for you. You give us a list of 10 questions. We will ask this person for you. And we'll ask them the questions. And if they answer them honestly, then we're good to go.
Right.
Then you'll get your answers.
Now, if this person in question is reluctant to come on with us, we could still give them a different name and put them on the voice disguiser.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everybody can remain anonymous.
To still get the answers that we need, you know?
Right.
Rachel wants to be put on the voice disguiser. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
All right. So who are we talking about here?
Well, there's this coworker in my office, and there's been this rumor going around that she used to date, well, she used to be engaged to our boss, who's the owner of the company, his son. And that they had like a horrible breakup, and he basically kind of dumped her at the altar. So the owner of my company felt bad for her and gave her this management position at our sales office. Because the way it works is like everybody has to put like a certain number of hours, you know, like hitting the streets basically, like out in the field doing door-to-door, you know, kind of pounding the pavement, and she didn't have to do that. She just came right in as a manager, and there's about, like, 18 people at my company that do sales, and all of us have had to go through that but her.
Mm-hmm. And we have to be really questioned in our, really delicate in our line of questioning because we don't want to give it away.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But what are we going to give away? Like, why can't we just go out?
The office, who she is.
Oh, you mean her questioning here or questioning tomorrow?
Both.
Because tomorrow, can't we just say, hey, the rumor is you got this job because of blah. Is that true?
No, because then I think she'll, or he, she, right, will deny it.
Yeah, she.
So I think we have to be a little bit smarter in our line of questioning. Because she'll just say, no, of course not, even if it's true.
I think you have to come right out and ask her.
I think that could be like our question number 10 if we're not getting to what we want. Okay, so there's some nepotism going on here. She comes right into the office. Let me get this straight. She is the boss's daughter.
No.
Boss's son's
the
girlfriend.
Boss's son. Well, this is the rumor anyway, that she was engaged to the boss's son.
Engaged, okay.
And that he, you know, like they had planned the wedding and made all the arrangements and everything, and then he called it off. And I guess she was close to the family or whatever, so then the father gave her this job.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
That'll anger everybody in the office.
She doesn't talk to anyone in the office. Like, she's really quiet, keeps to herself. You know, so it's like she's hiding something. And she doesn't, then she sucks at her job, like, to be honest with you. You know, like, she doesn't, it's obvious that she hasn't had any sales experience. And so it's like, why did he just hand her this management position?
Mm-hmm.
She has a company car. You know what I mean? It's like a kind of a cake job.
So we could ask her.
No experience.
We could ask her maybe more about her experience that allowed her to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that would be a way to kind of lead into it. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
So what experience do you have in sales to get you to this position?
Have you climbed, even to start, have you climbed up the corporate ladder? Why have you climbed up the corporate ladder faster
so
than everybody
quickly.
Else?
Yeah.
And she'll probably give us something very generic, like, I just work harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to come right out and ask the question. Were you engaged? Is it confirmed that she was engaged to the owner's son, or is that a rumor?
No, it's just a rumor. Like, all of everything I'm saying is, like, rumor.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't talk to anybody, and, you know, so it's like we can't, I don't know, she just, like, closes her door in her office, and you know what I mean? It's just kind of, like, a mystery how she just showed up here.
So it's going to be over in. It's going to be three questions long.
So I'm fascinated by the story that he's evolved. You don't even know if she was engaged to the boss's son. You just assume
so.
I mean, she may not have even dated him, right?
Well, I don't know if maybe somebody in my office knows a little bit more and that's how it started or nobody wants to say, you know. But anyways, that's the rumor.
Every office is basically a petri dish of rumors,
isn't
it? I mean, and the truth lies probably four layers underneath what the rumor is.
Right.
You know, so maybe they dated at one point in college. You know what I'm saying?
And now it's grown to the point where they were engaged and broke off the wedding.
Right.
He left her at the altar.
A sympathy job.
They might not even know each other. Like, that's the thing.
Right.
And it could just be one jealous coworker that didn't get the promotion that she thought that she was going to get.
Right.
It's not like I've said before. How many times have we said this on the show? Do we ever really evolve from our freshman year of high school? Our personalities, socially, we pretty much stay the same. We mature, but we're still catty. We're still starting rumors about each other.
I think it's funny is that there's even the interpretation on why she shuts the door. You know, she's got something to hide because she shuts her office door. Well, she might be on a conference call that she doesn't want displayed into the, you know, or be loud in the office. Because, you know, if you like your boss and they shut the door, well, that's real cool because we all have our own privacy and this really great office to work in.
Maybe she's just disgusted because she heard someone in the office slept with the boss's son. She's like, I don't even want to know who that is. I'm just going to go in there and shut my door.
Has anybody tried to make friends with her? You said she's kind of quiet, keeps to herself.
Yeah, like most of us order lunch together, and we go in, and those are like, "Hi, we're ordering from da da da. Do you want anything today?" "No, I'm fine." You know, it's like,
oh, so she doesn't want lunch.
"Hey, we're going out for drinks after work. Do you want to come?" And she's like, "No." So we've kind of stopped asking her because it's like.
Sounds shady because she won't order lunch with you.
There's definitely something going on.
I mean, she's like,
she might be on a diet or something.
So it seems like she's hiding something. And like she won't, like we all talk about work too, and she never joins in on that. She's just like.
All right. Well, this is how rumors are started right here. Mm-hmm. This is perfect. Yeah. Right, let me put you on hold. We will talk to you after the show, and we'll start to align some questions that we will, and hopefully she'll come on with us tomorrow.
Okay,
we'll put her
cool.
on the voice disguiser too, so she knows that nobody will know in Atlanta who she is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we'll try to get the answers for you, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I think that's a good one to chew on for the first
time. I think so too. I just think that list of questions is going to be hard.
It is.
It's going to be three questions.
Like, I think if we
were you ever engaged to the owner of your company's son?
Mm-hmm.
But and she could always say no. Nope, never even happened.
Right?
And she could lie. But I'm trying to think of some kind of question to where we get clarity without actually blank asking the question.
This is dirty work. We're getting dirty.
Yeah.
We have to ask the point blank question.
Mm-hmm.
If we beat around the bush, all we're going to do is end up beaten around the bush.
Well said.
Hang on, hold on. No, everybody be
no
quiet.
No wonder
for
John McCain had
quiet.
To go last
I need
night.
To,
sorry.
I need to think of another way to say that. If we beat around the bush.
Uh-huh.
Stop!
What?
Stop! Everybody stop laughing at me!
Right. We're just joining the whole city.
If we beat around the bush. You know what I'm trying to say?
We're not going to get the answers we need.
Right! We're gonna end up with is a bush that's been beat
no,
around.
No.
Who wants that?
Hey, The Bird Show.